Are you employee? Then you must listen this. What I have come to know after talking to a lot of peoples, and most of those peoples are employed. What I have noticed and what I have found after observing their life, that they struggle a lot. They struggle a lot in their life. Being an employee is a struggling. Every single part, every single areas of their life, they struggle. How? Take the example of this pandemic. A lot of people have lost their job due to this biggest pandemic ever happened in human history. Why? Why this happened and why they struggle? After serving in the organization for 10 to 20 years, they are losing their job. Why? Why they have set it in their mind that nothing will happen, no one's going to take their job. Why? The reason why they're struggling at this moment after having 10 years or 5 years plus experience in the organization, because they have never understood that nothing is constant in life. The things will keep changing. The dimensions are vast. It will keep changing again and again. So what should be done in this situation to be safe, to be protect ourselves, to be happy? Because this kind of situation will come and go, definitely. Like, this is happening. Like, down the line, 5 years later or 10 years later, something else will come and it will impact even in worst way. So how we can prepare ourselves for this kind of situation? That's the question I want to raise. Like, if you are an employee working in a well-known organization, holding a topmost positions, and suddenly some pandemic like this happened and your company gets bankrupt, it's closed, then on that time, you have nothing. What are you going to do? If you check your LinkedIn feed, you will find that people are posting that they have lost their job. I get tons of messages because I'm in the same organization. I see whenever I open my LinkedIn feed, I see that people are begging actually. They're bringing out the medical reports of their family members. I saw a post where the person having a sales experience of 10 years, he's posting that he's the only member in his family who brings the livelihood and he's not married. And he was sharing his mother surgery reports, like her mother got a spine transplant, what it's called, maybe I'm not pronouncing the thing name correctly, like spine translation or something like that. So he was sharing that report on the LinkedIn feed and asking people, please help me to get the job. Like, after having 10 years of experience in a well-known organization, I don't want to take the name of the organization, otherwise it will create some sort of problems. So how you can protect yourself from these kind of surrounding? That thing can only be happen if you understand what you like to do. Because we all are passionate about some sort of things. No matter it's a small thing or big thing, but we all do have passion for something. So that's, I want you to work on that. It doesn't mean that you have to leave your job, everything leave and just follow your passion. Nothing like that. Because if you want to continue with your passion, you need financial support. Because passion without financial support, you're not able to pursue that. You need to support your family. You need to support your passion with financial support. So you need money. And for that, you're working in the organization. But whatever timing you are finding, just give 1 hour, 2 hours for your passion. Just do it on a regular basis. You will find yourself that you will become something amazing. Just take the example of this social platform, YouTube, Instagram. You will find a lot of influencers. What they are doing, they are just dancing. Some of them are just doing lip clips and they're becoming famous. They're having collaboration with big brands and earning money in millions. Now, the marketing, the working profile has completely changed. If you are in a marketing, you know that how the companies are doing marketing. They are collaborating with small influencer and big influencer. So just imagine that if a person is very passionate about like guitar or stitching or maybe some kind of handcraft. If he do give you his times and do on a regular basis and develop a product, or he just record whatever he do and just use the social media platform to leverage his skill. Just imagine what will happen. Like, People just play guitar, show the cards, do the diagrams on the paper, and they're having million followers and they're having amazing, just unstoppable income. Because once you get fulfill the certain criteria, the money will come on. And you will have some this financial support. It doesn't require your everyday hard work. You just need to do 2 hours times and work on passion. Use the social medium to leverage that. Because if you are passionate about doing and keeping to yourself, it's not going to help you. You have to let the people know about it. So this is what you have to do. This is why those employees are struggling. Because all those employees are good at their work. Like whether they're working in the organization, they are good in marketing strategy. So why they don't use this marketing strategy as their primary skill and teach them on this social media platform? Why then don't they record make the video and just let talk about that, how the marketing is happening, and they upload in this on this social media platform like YouTube, and they can monetize those things and they can have a constant income. I gave you the example of that people, he having a 10 years of experience, and after having that experience, let's imagine what if he had done, like whatever the experience he has had in the industry. He document that experience, that document his work, like going, like how he was working in the industry, what profile he was working. He would have made videos on those things and he uploaded on the YouTubes. And right now he must have been having like 20, 30 or million followers, and he was earning a good money. So that's why I tell you, no matter what your likes are, like whatever your passion is, just do it, work it, give you a 1 or 2 hours times. I really like to talk right now. Most of you thinking that who the hell is he giving this advices? I don't, because I really like to talk. I have seen the people, I have worked with the people, how they have developed, how they have achieved the success in their life with all these things. This will not only give you the visibility in the work profile, but it will develop your personality. You can able to find the hidden talent which you have within yourself. So try to implement. Once again, I'm telling you, don't restrain yourself and don't bother with the people what they will say. They will judge you, they will regret you, they will give you negative comment, and ignore them, because they don't have the guts to face and take this challenge. They don't have the guts to pick the camera up and speak for 1 minute or 30 seconds. Even it's difficult for some people to say the name and address. If you give them the camera and tell them to say their address and name, they're not going to do that. They are so uncomfortable. So that's why I'm telling you, record yourself, document yourself. Because if you document your every single work, like if you right this moment, if you start your documenting your whatever you are doing for the next 3 to 4 years, you will find a massive change in your life. Massive, massive change in your life. To start documenting yourself. The one advice I want to give to all those employees who are listening to me, being an employee, I understand how it feels. Like even my job is not secure. Right now I'm having, maybe later I don't have. So that's why I'm telling you, just document yourself. It will open a lot of dimensions for you. And you will find that you are going in multiple, you're having a multiple choice. So just do it and find yourself. If you have no idea how to do that, just talk to me. Ping me here, I will talk to you and we will sit together and we will try to find it out that what are the things I can do. So hope it will help you, and it will help you. I hope you like this podcast, you like this talk. If you have any advice to add on this podcast, write in the comment section or ping me in my social media platform. I would love to connect with you. Hope have a good day.